Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, and with me by my side.
Good morning.
Robin.
Yep.
Got a little frog in the throat.
Got a little frog in the throat.
Yeah, well, that might happen to me as we go along. So you never know. If we cough in your ear, we apologize, you know, to clear our throat. So, morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Hey,
good
we
morning.
Missed you,
At least
buddy.
You sound perky.
Yeah, he sounds perky.
It's called caffeine. And adrenaline.
Good. I'm glad there's some adrenaline and caffeine in there. I'm hoping to both will kick in here shortly.
Yeah.
So, I'm tired.
I bet you are.
I'm tired.
I've heard about your shenanigans.
I am sore also. Well, my beautiful and gracious wife said to me, "Why don't you hunt all day Friday?" And I said, "Why?" She said, "Why don't you just hunt all day Friday?" Well, I learned that the Sika Deer Camp was going to be open and available. Some friends were down there, and I called and said, "Hey, can I come down Friday?" And he said, "Sure." And I said, "How about Friday morning?" He said, "Sure." So, off I went, toddled to Dorchester County in my little truck, and got in a stand. There are any number of stands down there that are available. There were only four of us in camp, so there were four or five open stands. And two of them are kind of on the same end of the property, and then there's two more on the other side and that type of thing. So, we found out that two of the guys were going back to their stands in the timber. One of the other fellows was going to take the stand with two long shooting lanes, where we call Stag Alley, which is a redneck blind. And then there was a shooting house, a couple of them available. One's called Powerline, and I chose the other one. So I'd taken a five-point stag out of there 4 years ago and a hind before that. And so I like that stand. I mean, it's, you know, there's... You can see a wide area. You can see the deer coming and going pretty much, except where the corn feeder is, it's surrounded by pines, which have now grown up pretty much. It used to be really tight in there. But, you know, it's nice to watch the black ducks and the mallards come in and that type of thing, and they go crazy. Well, the feeder went off at 6:20, which is 10 minutes before legal shooting time. Then it went off at 6:35, which was about 1 minute after legal shooting time, or I don't know, you know. So at the 6:35, you can start to see a little bit. Put the binoculars up, and there was a deer on the corn platform. So, okay, well, watch this deer. It's a dark-bodied deer. It turned out to be a little spike about, I don't know, 3 inches long, something like that. So that wasn't a shooter. The rule of the camp is got to be branched antlered. So I watched him for about 45 minutes or so. And, of course, I'm texting Robin, and we just finished, and I looked up and saw a deer moving from the right side of the platform and put the binoculars up. I want to tell you folks something. If you don't carry binoculars when you're hunting, you are missing a lot, an awful lot. So nothing like good optics. So I decided to take my 270. My 270 has been with me since I was 28 years old, so almost 40 years I've had that firearm, and I've taken a lot of deer with it. I've taken two of my best bucks, whitetail bucks, with it. I've taken all six Sika deer stags with it. So it seems to be my gun. And it just, it shoots like a dream. It's, when I put the crosshairs on something, it's the, right there. Well, this deer walks in from the left, and through the binoculars, I can see it's got not much of a branched antler, but it's got a branched antler. And I, it walked right into my shooting lane where, you know, I was hoping it would, and I squeezed the trigger, and the deer never took another step. So that was 7:30. Texted my buddy, told him what was going on. He said, well, have a celebratory cup of coffee. Well, I had my thermos with me, and not wanting to ruin anybody's hunt, I just decided, well, I'm going to go take a look at the deer. And I made my way through the 70 yards of marsh and greenbrier and pines and hollies and stickers and everything imaginable that could, you know, cause you to fall. And I got back there and looked at him. He, nice deer, nice stag, young, but, you know, branched antlered, certainly qualified. And then I made my way back to the stand, got back in the stand and finished my thermos of coffee while I was waiting, texted a few people, and the ATV came out with my buddy aboard and hauled that thing out, and we got it dressed out and on the truck and on the way to the butcher shop. Well, I got home about, what, 12:30?
I don't remember.
Well, you were having lunch with your buddy, so.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to go to Queen Anne's County.
No, you didn't.
No, what'd I say?
He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, get out of here.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you were very motivational, no question. So I got out of there. I changed my pants and on up the road to Queen Anne's County. Now, Queen Anne's County has been disappointing. I saw one nice deer there during the archery season, and I told that story a couple of weeks ago. And maybe we ought to stop here and tell them we're giving a muzzleloader away.
I was going to, but I was afraid to interrupt your great...
Well, we're giving a muzzleloader away today, a CVA muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA, and I hope if you're shopping for a muzzleloader, you will consider a CVA of some model. And they now make a beautiful rifle, too. So they make a single-shot rifle that rivals anything H&R ever made and probably exceeds it. And they make it in a nice variety of calibers, including 350 Legend and others. So you can use that for the straight wall cartridge, addition to the shotgun counties. And anyway, CVA is a great company. I deal with the people there all the time, and I just really enjoy the fact that they help us every year with the Outdoorsman Show. So we're giving one of those away. Here's the rules today. Give us a call. Leave your phone number with Chris, and then just go on the air with me briefly and say, I want to win the muzzleloader. That's all you got to say. Or you can ask a question or make a comment. So back to yesterday.
Wait a minute.
What?
We're giving it away at 6:30.
Yep, 6:30. Okay. Yep.
Don't wait till the last minute to call in because the phones go nuts.
Yep.
And it gets really hard to get through.
Yep.
So if you're going to do it.
Do it.
Do it. And you don't have to just talk to Alan like he just said. You can talk to me too.
That's true.
Well, you know, you said you have to talk to me.
You have to go on the air.
And talk to me is what you said.
I did say that.
I know. Well, I said they don't have to just talk to you.
They can talk to you too.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. So anyway, back to yesterday. You can ask for Robin, and I'll just shut up. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
This is the last time I'm listening to this story, just so you know.
Well, you may just hear it again.
No, I'm not.
So.
Oh, gosh, it's 6 o'clock. Never mind.
What?
You'll tell the story again.
No, I don't think so. I might do an abbreviated version. So, Queen Anne's County, I have a climber stand there, and it's been in one spot, been, you know, putting in one spot, one tree all season, all firearm season, muzzleloader season, and I climbed a stand. Didn't have a lot of hope. The wind was a south wind, but I did what I always do, put out during the, you know, firearm season. I put out some deer scent on a little hang tag. And so it was uneventful. I saw one deer jump in the way across the field. I saw the deer, whitetail go up and this deer jumped in the woods. And I don't know what that was about. I have no idea how those deer got spooked or what happened or that deer. And shortly after that, I heard a shot from down in the valley. So the neighboring landowner's relative was in there. I don't know what he shot at or have no idea. So I thought, well, he's down below me. The wind's coming from his direction. Maybe something will come that way. So I'm watching pretty carefully. And sure enough, in the other direction, I saw a deer step out. Binoculars again. Now it's almost 5 o'clock, and I had just given a series of doe bleats. You know, I didn't do the grunt call today. I did a series of doe bleats. So deer steps out. I see another deer moving, and behind that one, this deer raises his head, and boy, that's a nice buck. So I don't know how many deer were in the group altogether, but the two does stepped out, then another doe stepped out, and then the buck stepped out, and he started working his way towards me. I don't know if he smelled the scent or what happened, but or heard the doe bleats and was curious, but he walked closer and closer and closer, and I thought, good. So but he's directly downwind from me. So I'm thinking, this is not going to last long. Well, he was broadside. I took the shot, and he mule kicked and took off in the direction he came, and I thought I saw him fall, but he fell out of sight. It's kind of a weird terrain there. So he fell out of sight. So I thought, okay. Well, I text drop him. I said, I just shot a big buck. Got to go look. Climb down the climber. Head back in the direction of the deer. And by the time I got the climber down, now it's dark. I still had legal shooting time, but it was dark. So I head towards the direction of the deer, and I walk where I thought I saw him fall. He wasn't there. So I just started moving a little bit back and forth in the air, and sure enough, I almost tripped over him, but he was right there. I looked at that deer. There was absolutely no ground shrinkage. He would have been an 8-point, but both brow tines were gone. I think he broke them both off. He could have been the big 8 that I missed last year with the shotgun. But what a body on this deer. This deer was immense. Usually, I can pick a deer by the antlers and grab it. No. No, no, no. I needed to move this deer. So I grabbed him by both antlers, rifle on my shoulder, put my back into it, and dragged him about 50 yards, 40 yards, something like that. But it was inch by inch to the point where I had to call for help. So our son-in-law and daughter-in-law and grandson came out, and son-in-law helped me. I field dressed it, and my son-in-law helped me load it on the truck. So anyway, it was a big, nice, beautiful 6-point buck. Like I said, it should have been an 8-point, but it is probably the heaviest rack buck and the widest buck I've ever shot. Even though he's 6 points, he's just even and symmetrical and beautiful and big, big mature buck. So I was very happy for all that. And so that's my deer story. One sika deer, one whitetail, both in the same day, two different counties, two different firearms. Shot that one with the 450 Marlin straight wall cartridge. Could have shot it with a shotgun or muzzleloader. It was close enough for either. But I'll tell you, it's one of the most memorable days I've ever had in the woods, and I'm glad to share it with you.
Here.
What do we got?
No, just read that real quick.
Who's that?
John.
Oh, he's in the contest.
I know he's in the contest.
He's in the contest. And he could call in and talk to you. But he can talk to you anytime. All right. Let's talk to William. And then after William, we will take our first commercial break. Good morning, William. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I'm sitting here doing invoices, and you guys come on, and I said, I'm going to get into that contest.
Well, good.
So I called to get into the contest.
Okay.
And I'm going to win it.
Well, I hope you do.
Yeah.
I hope you do. Well, here's the double trouble today. Double trouble means that you are, since we were off the air last week, well, you know, we weren't, but, you know, we had a pre-recorded show. You're into both the November contest and in the December contest as well.
All right.
How about that?
That's good.
That is good. So cool, huh?
So what are you giving away to November today?
Yep.
And I'm going to win it.
Well, I hope you do. You certainly have a positive attitude.
Well, we got to have something positive in these days.
So. Oh.
You are so.
Day yesterday, right?
Captain Obvious, President-elect, yesterday said this economy's in trouble. Really?
Well, they've done everything they can as a party to try and destroy it. But as a business owner, I can say that because I can see it.
No question. Same here. Right, Robin?
We feel it.
We feel it every day.
So, God.
Yeah.
God, I tell you.
So I don't usually troll for sponsors, but if anybody out there who has a business and is listening to the show and finds it interesting, I would love to talk to you about sponsoring the show. How about that? And I will just leave it at that. You can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Phone number's on the website. Well, look, William, you're in the contest.
You got it. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck, William.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
No problem.
He said goodbye, Rob.
I know. I said have a great day.
Yep. Okay. All right. So we have to add Ted and John and...
I added John. I don't know who Ted is.
Yeah, there's another guy. Well, he just emailed me. And Ed also. All right. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's Hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H, like your fireplace hearth. It's called Hearth America. It's the other name at Backyard Billy's is Graysonville, Kent Island, knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? What a great Christmas gift. Pellet grills by Traeger. There are Big Green Egg grills and Kamado Joe's. These are the egg-type grills. Are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire, F-Y-R-E, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather. It's coming. Be ready now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Now, they were very busy because of this straight-wall cartridge addition to the shotgun counties this year, and they had ordered a number of firearms in 350 Legend, and I think some of them are still available. But I want to tell you about with waterfowl season right around the corner, I want to tell you about a couple of firearms. A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades DuraTouch Camo, a fiber-optic front sight, the humpback receiver, just like Granddad's A5, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive. And that's the key right there to a soft recoil and the effectiveness of the A5. It's a recoil-operated drive system that reloads the cylinder. The autoloader shotgun is it's not a loader, with 100,000 round and a 5-year guarantee. Now, let's say you're headed out to Western Maryland or down to southern part of the Eastern Shore, and you want to take a rifle with you. Okay, I would like you to recommend the X-Bolt. That is an extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection It's a bolt-action, high-powered rifle, no question. All standard, all magnum, and short magnum calibers are available. It's got an adjustable feather trigger, a detachable rotary magazine, and it's a beautifully appointed, classic-looking, standard firearm. Walnut stock, blued steel barrel. You can mount a good optics on there, and you will have the gun for your lifetime. That's all you need, an X-Bolt. By Browning. Browning headquarters is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Clydesports.com is the website, two S's in the middle. They are open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back after these messages.
After almost an inch of rain last night, looks like some brighter weather coming out for this first weekend of December. A cool, crisp day today with northwest winds keeping us chilly. And a high this afternoon of 49 degrees, low tonight 34. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 45. And mid and upper 40s for Monday and Tuesday with sunshine for us. Long range looks like dry weather continues for much of next week here in Baltimore. I'm Scott Lariamore with the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
On a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell.
All right, I don't want to talk about Congress, even if it is Davy Crockett. I'm sure we have some callers on the line. Let's see who's there next. Who's George on the phone? Good morning, George. How are you?
Yeah, okay. How you doing?
I'm good.
I had a couple questions, but maybe just have time for one of them. But
go ahead.
Here on the Eastern Shore, we've noticed a tremendous difference in the deer population. What has happened to the deer?
We've
seen like 150 deer out here at one time last year hunting, and we've only gotten a handful of deer this year, and you don't see them hit on the highway anymore like we used to. So just wondering if you know what's happening out there in nature.
I wish I could put my finger on one specific thing, but I think it has to do with a lot of different things. I think the agriculture community has stepped up their crop damage killing. I really do.
Uh-huh.
That's number one. You don't hear a lot about it, but you hear the shooting. You know, you hear the shooting in the evening. And if you live on the shore, you hear it.
Well, we shot a lot last year, but we ain't shooting none this year.
Right. Well, and there might be part of the other problem. One other element on the shore, and I don't know what county you're in, whether you're in Queen Anne's or
Kent. Queen Anne.
Queen Anne's is hit hard with EHD this year. I don't know if you listened to last week's show, but if you have a chance to go back and listen to the podcast, EHD hit Queen Anne's and Kent County very hard this year. Last year, I believe, it was basically from Denton to Vienna. There was a pretty hot EHD outbreak. And you know what EHD is?
No, is it that blue tongue disease?
That is a different disease, but it's the same principle. It's a hemorrhagic disease where the deer, when you have a wet spring and a dry summer and the water holes kind of dry up, you get a big nasty hatch of these little midges, these little no-see-ums, gnats. You ever see them around the water?
Yeah.
Big clouds of them? Well, they're basically the same type of a deal as a mosquito. They land on a deer to drink its blood, and they carry this virus, okay? So just like a mosquito injects saliva into the bite to make sure that your blood doesn't coagulate while it's drinking your blood, the midge does the same thing, okay? But it carries the virus, so it injects a virus with its saliva. That infects the deer. Okay, and it's only two deer, pretty much. It affects the deer to the point where the deer develops a high fever and can die within hours or days or survive. So what happens is the deer gets a high fever. Its internal organs begin to break down because it's a hemorrhagic disease, which means it's the whole body's hemorrhaging. Every organ is hemorrhaging. And the deer has this infection and fever. So it's so hot internally, it goes to water to cool down. And that's why you'll see deer near water. They're trying to get a drink to cool themselves down. And that's where they'll die because it's at the end stage. So that's
horrible.
One thing. Now, it is horrible. Another thing, here's what I'm seeing, okay? I'm seeing quotes like this. This deer's been coming to our corn all year round, and it's very sad looking. I don't know if it has EHD or CWD or what it has. Well, it might have acidosis from only being on a corn diet. A deer with acidosis will die because its gut is not set up to eat corn on a year-round basis. You can supplement with corn, but a deer needs everything else. It needs soft mast. It needs hard mast. It needs the acorn crop. It'll eat agricultural crops, but that's not its primary source. Its primary source is grasses and weed forbs. That's what it likes to eat in the summer, and then as the winter comes on, its whole dietary system changes to eat browse off the ends of trees and so forth, and nut crops. But when it's fed a steady diet of corn, it can develop what's called acidosis, and it shrinks away to nothing, and, you know, it loses control of everything. And so, you know, people that see a sick deer may, if they feed corn year-round, they may have, you know, doomed that deer by trying to help it.
Yeah, right. So, wow, that's amazing.
So there's a lot about deer biology that you got to keep in, you know, you got to keep in your mind. I don't like hunting over a big corn pile. I really don't. I'll put out some apple cracker or a block or something or some minerals, but I won't overfeed on the corn.
I see. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to use scent and sound to attract my deer. I like to learn woodsmanship. I like to set up on their trails, find out where they're going. I like to just watch from the stand. And if I'm not shooting one every night, you know, and killing off the seed crop, you know, you can allow your herd to develop. But I think there's several elements there. I think the EHD is one. I think the crop damage permits are another. And there's a lack of food in the woods this year. There are no acorns. So,
wow. Yeah.
So there you go. There's your deal.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, thanks for the question.
Yeah, could I ask you something else real quick?
Sure.
You mentioned about an A5. Did they make that in a 410?
No, I don't believe they do. I think it's a 12 and 20. 12 and 20.
I just noticed fooling with older guns and stuff, that like some of these automatics and stuff, they begin to not function and break down, and they're not reliable anymore, and that makes me leery of buying a new gun. I would want to get something that's good, not a piece of junk.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Well, so Clyde Sports Shop became a Browning dealer in the 60s, and one of the first guns they had in was an A5, and Billy, who, you know, rest in peace, bought one. And Billy used his A5 all the way to the end. So, you know, just about 40-some years of using his A5 on a regular basis for waterfowl.
Wow.
It's a good gun. It's a
okay.
good gun.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
All right, we have Bob on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Shout out to our lioness, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Ryan Rohr.
Good That's
morning.
Right.
I heard you telling your story about getting your buck.
Mm-hmm.
You were downwind. I wonder if do you use the Scentlock products? Do you wear a Scentlock?
Believe it or not, I was on the Scentlock mailing list for a while, and I bought a couple things online from them. And one of the things I bought was their midweight, or I guess a little bit heavyweight, base layer. Long underwear, so to speak.
Right.
And I did have those on yesterday. But I am very cautious about my scent. I wash all my clothes in scent-free detergent. I use one of the commercial, you know, scent-free laundry detergents manufactured for hunting. I do spray down with the scent killer stuff. So I am conscious about my scent. And when it comes to that, I spray my boots and everything else. So, but I'm also 20 feet up in a tree stand.
Right.
Okay, with those two scent tabs out, with the doe and heat lure on them, I'm thinking that they're going, you know, ground level to the deer,
right.
And I'm up here, so I don't know if he got suspicious. I mean, I've had deer blow out just, you know, just with one whiff of
right.
me you know, coming into their scent system. But this guy, he was curious, so I don't know if it was. And that was his downfall. I don't know if it was the doe bleat. I don't, you know, that he had heard and was trying to locate that. Couldn't quite make the doe out. And then he smelled her, you know, or smelled the scent and was just, you know, kind of coming in on that and looking around. He was very cautious. I mean, he wasn't, you know, he didn't come loping in. He just kind of, you know, he'd move his head back and forth and he'd walk in a little bit and he'd stop and he'd look and that type of thing. And he just worked his way to me. And I thought it was going to take forever, but, you know, fortunately he stopped and take broadside. And you can almost tell when they're just getting a little bit edgy. And that's when that's when I took the shot, you know. So
I found it very interesting what you said about the corn pile, because I know quite a few guys, that's mainly what they use. My buddies and my brother, they plant food plots.
Exactly.
Farm.
Yes, and food plots are great.
They've managed, it's like a 300-acre farm. They've managed it for quite a few years now, and they've taken some really beautiful, huge bucks out of there.
Yeah, well, if you manage your does, okay, and you manage your bucks, which, you know, a lot of people go, oh, you shoot the spikes, and, hey, you don't shoot the spikes. You know, you wait till they're 2.5, 3.5 years old to see what they're going to develop into. And then if you got a 2.5, 3.5-year-old buck that doesn't measure up, you know, then take him out when he's 3.5 or 4.5. But
also heard if you orphan a young buck, and like a year old or so, he'll only travel within like a mile radius of where you got him at. I don't know how true that is, but I've heard that as well.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. A deer's home range isn't that big. You know, it isn't really that big, but during the rut, they can go, they'll travel 4 or 5 square miles.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, heard you guys talking about your trip to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And you tried a little bit of moonshine?
We did.
Well, quite a few years ago, I had a friend that was from West Virginia, and he would make a little bit around Christmas time each year. He'd make apple pie. And, man, I'm telling you, all you could taste was apple pie. You could taste the crust in the pie. That's how good this guy's stuff was. And
wow.
I got all excited. I seen some in a store not too long ago, and they were selling it in the mason jars.
Yep.
I got all excited, and I bought a jar, and I tried it, and it was awful.
Yeah, terrible. I agree with you. I agree.
Compared to the apple, the real deal.
Yeah, the commercially manufactured moonshine is nothing like the real deal. That's for sure. So I would have a tough time drinking that real stuff. You know,
yeah,
but
I didn't care for it at all.
But the manufactured, I don't like the flavored stuff. So what'd you say?
It's sweet.
Sweet, very sweet. Yeah. Go ahead.
And my buddies, they hunt in Queen's County, and I've heard the same thing. The deer just aren't seeing the deer this year.
Nope.
It's kind of strange. Everybody's saying the same thing.
Indeed.
Everybody's saying the same thing. All right, well, I'd like to give a shout-out to the great bright hunters, Dennis and Timmy.
All right, Dennis and Timmy. Consider yourself shouted out. Yep. Go ahead.
Deer tremble and the turkeys chuckle when they hear the name.
Yeah, I hear you.
I love that, Bob.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You have a super day. Alan, I got a question.
Go ahead,
for
Bob.
You.
Go ahead.
How come you can walk in the kitchen and can't remember what you went into, but you can remember every breath of a hunt?
Well, because walking into the kitchen is not the same experience. I don't want to say it's a spiritual experience, but there is a degree of spirituality in being in God's nature and looking at that little bird and say, how are you going to make it through the winter? You know, or watching the actions, the interactions of the deer, or watching a fox, you know, play with a mouse, or, you know, just checking out all the things that were made, like Greenbrier and the marsh itself and, you know, all the, even the bad things. So, does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But walking in the kitchen is not that same experience.
Yeah, I know. You see...
What?
You've seen the remote control for the fireplace.
I have not.
I'm freezing.
Well...
Hold on, I'm doing my little thing here.
Oh. Yes, it gets so bad around here with remotes that Robin had to buy... what do you call those things?
Tiles.
So she can call the tile and find out where her remote is. How do you like that? Let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan, Rob. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
That's good. Not so stuff.
You been out deer hunting, buddy?
Well, I got to go on Saturday and Sunday, but haven't been since. So I had a sort of unfortunate incident back on the 20th. Had an accident. I was in an accident, and I'm kind of wheelless now.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, everybody was okay.
We knew we hadn't heard from him for a day last week.
Yeah.
That's right. We even mentioned that we didn't hear from you.
Yeah. So that's my doing right now.
Wow.
That's because I don't know enough people to get around there.
Well, unfortunately, that happens sometimes. You know, I will tell you, last night I was in a dilemma there, Glenn. I really was. I've always prided myself on being self-reliant in the deer woods, being able to shoot the deer, track the deer, you know, field dress the deer and load the deer on the truck myself. Well, last night that didn't happen. I had to call for help, had to call for backup, you know, and I'd do that for anybody else as well, but I'll tell you, whew. Didn't happen. But I understand being relying on other people for things, you know. I really do. So, but hopefully it'll turn around.
Yeah, I hope so. Keep me in prayer and all.
Yep.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, when it was on also the day was my birthday.
Your birthday? Well, happy birthday, kind of. Happy birthday. I'd like to wish you happy birthday. But it didn't sound like it was a... So...
Not too good a day.
Yep. So... All right, buddy.
Anyway, that's what I've been doing with.
Yeah, that sounds... Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear you're back again.
Yeah, hopefully you can get out and get a little deer hunting in, I hope.
Yeah. I hope I'm down there on... I can get some more, and if I get seeing something.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. One more week, and then it's muzzleloader. Maybe you'll win the muzzleloader, and then you'll have 2 more weeks of your season. What do you think?
I need to get in it. I'm in the contest.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. All right, Glenn. Thanks, buddy.
Right now. Okay. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. But we fixed that. You know, we wanted to fix it. We tried to fix it. We went from dealer to dealer here on Delmarva. And we just weren't satisfied until we got to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in our region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. And if you go and you're interested, take a look at that one. It's an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. After those disappointing visits to the other Delmarva dealers, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts, and now's the perfect time for you to own a new pellet, a new gas, electric, or wood stove. They have them all from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. That's Route 50 at Exit 44 and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Fire. Be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy starts grazing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, T-man, a revenue's too. Searching for the place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to bug him, but my Pappy kept a cooking. What a life.
Don.
All right. There's a little white lightning going on there, Georgia Jones. Let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don.
Good morning. Good
hey,
morning.
Buddy.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback here.
Calling
to say good morning.
Good morning. And where's my muzzleloader?
Yeah, I'm entering the contest. I was very happy to hear that you were successful out there in the woods.
And I'll tell you what a day.
Yeah. That's one you put down in your diary there.
Yeah, that's a memorable one right there. So
I've seen quite a few DNR trucks up here with cars and mostly pickup trucks pulled over. So it looks like they're stepping up their game these days, I guess, at the time that they do that, especially, like, near the off-roads, let's say.
Well, let me tell you what's happened. You're in Anne Arundel County, correct?
Correct.
Well, this program where Anne Arundel County is paying a bounty for deer has resulted in a tremendous surge in poaching. As predicted.
Wow.
People are shooting deer at night. People are roaming the back roads at night. People are shooting deer in other counties and turning them into Anne Arundel County to get the reward. And it's scandalous. It is absolutely scandalous. And any ethical hunter would just turn their back on that program. But apparently we got some people out there with not very many moral scruples or ethics where they will shoot a deer at night to make $50 and risk $500 fine, you know, loss of hunting privileges and all that stuff. So your county executive has created this mess. Landowners are fearing rifle shots at night penetrating their buildings, their livestock, and everything else because of this misguided program that the county executive defied the Attorney General and the Department of Natural Resources. I have no respect for the man. I have no respect for his attitude. And obviously, he has no respect for the publicly owned natural resources of Maryland.
Hmm.
Thank you for opening up that door.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't know I was going to go down that road.
Well, I didn't figure you did. But hey, congrats on the new boat. Sorry I didn't get back to you on the email. But that's a pretty looking boat.
Yeah, unfortunately. We developed a motor problem, a serious motor problem, which I didn't anticipate. And
uh-oh.
That's a whole nother story. But we'll be handling that as we go forward. But we did have some good hours when it was on the water, and which leads me to the next question. What have you heard about fishing? You heard any reports about fishing?
Other than the DNR report, and I didn't print it out, which I should have, but fishing's been pretty good. I mean, you can still go out and catch some nice rockfish. The fall run is in full swing.
Yeah.
Catfish have probably slowed down a little bit. Perch still going strong on the perch, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Spanish mackerel and the Kobe and all that stuff have gone. They're all gone.
Yeah.
But
I've heard those stories about the big catfish over there on the Potomac.
Yes, sir.
And
yeah, big blue cats.
A few up here.
Yeah, the blue cats. Yeah. The blue cats, they fish. There's some places on the Potomac where they've got some holes that are 70, 80 feet deep. People don't know that. They think the Potomac's a shallow river, but there's some inside bends and stuff where there's big blue catfish hang, and mm-hmm. guys will put a whole mud shad or whole gizzard shad or half a gizzard shad on a 8-aught hook, 10-aught hook and drop it down there. And then they're in for a battle with a 70, 80-pound catfish. So, yeah, it's
that's fun.
Oh, it would be fun, yeah. It's like fishing for sturgeon out out west. But, yeah, that would be fun. And they have the equipment to handle it, too, you know. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, well, I was calling to say hi to the contest and wishing you all a nice, I hope this rain stops.
Yeah.
But, yeah, have a nice weekend.
You do the same. Hey, listen.
You too.
Are you around next week, or are you headed north?
No, I'll be around.
Okay. All right.
I've been going, my wife's up north right now.
Yeah.
Coming back through that nor'easter that's forming up over off the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's going to be bad.
Be careful. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll be around.
Okay, I'll call you. I'll get up with you next week and get you that muzzleloader. So.
Oh, great. Okay, thank
All
you.
Right. All right, buddy. Thanks, Captain Don.
You'll take care.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we have, who's on the line, Robin?
I don't know.
Bob?
Uh-uh.
I'm not.
We have Richard.
Richard, okay. Good morning, Richard.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good, real good.
Glad to hear it.
Sitting in the woods a couple hundred yards, waiting for the rain to slow down.
Maybe yeah.
I'll try it.
All right.
And I've been listening, long time listener. I was going to say, you two are starting to sound like an old married couple.
We are.
Well, I'm old and we're married, so I don't know if that means anything. But
I've been married about 43 years, so I'm old too.
Yeah, me too. Three different women.
That's what everybody says. A lot of them got, that's the only way to get it up on me. They got three.
Uh-huh.
Look, I just wanted to enter the contest and wish everybody good luck this morning. They say the big ones walk in the rain. So.
They do. They yeah. absolutely do. So.
So get out there.
All right, buddy. Well, all right. Have a good day. Be careful, okay?
You too. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
See you now.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right. Any more callers on the line, Chris?
Yep, but we're not going to be able to get them in right now. We're going to have to get them at the top of the next hour.
Okay, we can do that. We can do that. So I want to thank everybody for calling in this morning and indulging my lengthy adventure. But, you know, it took me, how long was I in the woods yesterday? 13, 14 hours getting that deer out.
you're going back to bed after the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you guys got the Reader's Digest version. Yeah. Of the story, but what a day. What a day in the marsh. What a day in the hardwoods. So, all right, Chris, thanks for your help this hour. And it's about 6:30 next hour. We'll draw for the muzzleloader, and we'll get that all prepared. And Robin will put all the names and numbers into the random generator.
Yep.
First prize is a muzzleloader. Second prize is a Maryland's Finest Bucks, Bears, and Stags Maryland Record Book. And third prize is a nice hat from GeesternShore.com. GeesternShore.com. So what are you going to say, Robin?
Get out, stay out, stay safe, stay healthy, and today, stay dry.